No Soldier Story. These ghost soldiers live underground with the vast oversupply of cast-off lanterns. If one were to take broadsword to one of these orange-bearded mammoth men of rough hue, he would laugh at the passing metal, make light of entrails. For years I have been here without a clear map. That hopes should dim as days go on above is natural, I suppose. What do I know? I am dressed like one of them. The thick walls quake, but stay soundproof. I fear my fists vestigial. These soldiers' own panic is taking up rugs, finding filigrees of the former world beneath, e.g. a locket with their mongrel's mush. They will freeze, then feign non-com, smacking barrels of burgundy with pistol butts. I react come squirrel, fleeing their reach to the chamber out of the impact area. One loved me until I asked if he worried about what must be happening without us. Well, his lips did narrow, hand abandoned my knee, blah, blah, big mouth were his departing words. I will not say with shame that I came from nothing. Someone paved my first breakthrough at least, one time calling it love, and I will stand by that as it applies to my primary makeup.